everyone doing? Happy Wednesday morning, one and all. Today we wake up to a little bit of sunshine, different than last week, where I said, don't worry, the rain this week will not bleed into Friday Night Football. Well, apparently there's another tropical storm already, and that's going to actually bleed into our Friday night. So this week we might actually have rain bothering us. Welcome back into the Best in the West podcast here on Sports360AZ.com. I am your Best in the West master, Devin Henry, bringing you all around the West Valley in Arizona, telling you all the headlines here. We have a fantastic show coming up for you today. Oh, this is going to be fun, guys. We are going to be talking NAIA football in the West Valley. That's right, college football in the West Valley. We talked to Ottawa head coach Mike Nesbitt later on in the show. And also, of course, we got to talk our West Valley game of the week. And not to mention, it might just be the biggest matchup for any West Valley school all year long. Liberty will be taking on the Pinnacle Pioneers. But before we get anywhere here, we are starting off today's episode with our first ever guest on Best in the West is the head coach of the Ironwood Eagles, Ian Curtis. First of all, coach, congrats on your win over Apollo on Friday. You guys advanced to 5-2 on the season. That's only one win away from tripling last year's win total, and you guys are fighting for a tournament spot. But what has been the key this season to your guys' huge turnaround?
Senior leadership, no doubt about it. The entire coaching staff has been anxiously awaiting the arrival of this senior class. A handful of them played varsity football as sophomores, and there's kind of a little known saying among coaching ranks and in high school that if you have a whole bunch of sophomores playing for you, that usually doesn't translate into a horribly successful season. So we took our lumps when those guys were sophomores, but they have soldiered through it, and they're now seniors, and they're seasoned veterans, and their leadership is paying dividends.
You know, and one of those seniors that I always find myself talking about when it comes to the West Valley is that senior quarterback you have, Devontae Wimbish, almost 250 rush yards against Apollo. I like to call him sometimes a quadruple threat quarterback. Against Barry Goldwater a few weeks ago, he passed for yards, he rushed for yards, he received for yards, and then he also had an interception. And usually when a QB has an interception on the stat sheet, that's not a good thing. But in this case for Devontae Wimbish, it certainly was. What exactly has he meant to this team, not just this season, but also, as you've mentioned, growing up these last couple of years in the program?
Yeah, he provides tremendous leadership. He's obviously a gifted athlete, and he's just a diligent worker, whether it's in the weight room during the off season or during the season, coming in on Saturdays, whatever the case might be. He's willing to put in the time, energy, and effort to get done what needs to get done.
And now this week, you guys face the ultimate 5A challenge, basically, on Friday. Now you're hosting the defending 5A champions and the current number one ranked team in 5A Centennial. What needs to happen in order for you guys to set yourself up in these final few weeks to make a strong push to make into this year's 5A tournament?
Yeah, I think, for us, 7 wins is kind of the golden ticket for us. I think if we come away with 6 wins on the season, we won't qualify for a postseason berth. So this is big. We've got 5 wins under our belt right now, and we got 3 games to play. So Centennial is obviously the ultimate challenge. They're a gifted team. Usually when I put together scouting reports, which we went over yesterday, I have a page or two sometimes that is dedicated to the key players on the offensive side. I serve as the defensive coordinator. So key players on the offensive side of the ball that we really need to harass and limit. I did not include a page like that in this week's scouting report because they're all good. Every offensive lineman is capable. The first string running back is phenomenal, and frankly, the fifth string tailback is phenomenal. So they have athletes all over the field. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, they're incredibly well coached. So yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. But our mantra for the week, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So we view this as an opportunity, and our kids are excited about the challenge.
Coach, you guys host the 5A champion centennial this weekend. Thank you for your time, and also, of course, good luck this year and good luck making it to the 5A tournament.
Appreciate it. Go Eagles.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you. Well, guys, we're going to keep on rolling here on Best in the West. We just talked about our game of the week here in the West Valley being Centennial going on over to Ironwood. Maybe it's not going to be the most competitive game this week for a West Valley school going into a game this week. We'll talk more about some of those big road games, but this is a big prove-it game for the Ironwood Eagles just to prove that they belong in that top 16 going into a tournament spot this year to show that they can actually put some damage on the board against arguably the best team in the entire state of Arizona. But besides that, in the 5A tournament, we'll talk more as the weeks go on and we get closer and closer to the 5A state tournament. But for now, we're going to head on over to the 4A region that we have here. It's the West Valley region in the 4A conference. And we're just coming off of Cactus versus Desert Edge. And essentially, the West Valley region is completed. The Desert Edge Scorpions took on down the Cactus Cobras 33-22. And at one point in this game, I mean, at the very start of the game, it was a point for Desert Edge scoring very first time. And then it was a 7-0 game. Cactus would score 14 unanswered points. And then about halfway through the second quarter, that's when Desert Edge blew this game up, scoring 20 points in the second quarter, and they would not turn away from there. Of course, we talk about Adrian Lara so much already, that freshman QB. The freshman QB is going to do big things right now. Desert Edge in the 4A conference is ranked at 5th, and they played two of the top schools in the 4A conference, and quite frankly, they have the ability to put up a good fight against some of the best teams in the 4A conference. They might be a team that we watch fight for a state championship this year, but moving on, Desert Edge has a bye week, actually, moving into the final 2 weeks of the year where they will play Lake Havasu and Deer Valley, where they can essentially lock up the championship in week 9, actually. But besides that, the Cactus Cobras will move on to play Lake Havasu before taking on the Peoria Panthers in week 10. And that's going to be a lot of fun week 10, but we'll talk about that when week 10 gets here. But for now, I want to get to my big stat of the week. This is my favorite stat. I don't know if I'll ever do this again because I just happened to run up on this stat and I just think it's hilarious actually. But the Cactus Cobras, they've been around for over 30 years now. They've only had two coaches and the second coach is only in his first year with the program. But looking at the all-time wins record against any school that Cactus has ever played in the past 30 plus years, they have only tied 4 teams. And this season, they play 3 of those 4 teams, not just in their schedule this year, but in region. Those 3 teams being Deer Valley, Lake Havasu, and their rival Peoria. How unlikely is that to be playing 3 of the 4 schools that you've ever tied against in the final 4 weeks of your year? I just fell in love with that stat the second I found it. So before we move on over to the college ranks for the first time here on Best in the West, we're actually going to talk about a little of our big 6A matchup that we have in the West Valley. It'll be on the road at Pinnacle. But nonetheless, guys, this is something that you're going to want to pay attention to on Twitter or whatever that you want to do. Liberty High School is chasing to go for 8 straight wins to start off their season. They actually completed a perfect season back in 2011. But this is not just the game that can decide if you're going to go undefeated on the season or not. You need to push that away because that doesn't even matter. This is the game where Liberty needs to prove that they are a contender in the 6A conference. They are playing arguably one of the greatest QBs right now in the nation. Some people have Spencer Rattler ranked that way, the Oklahoma commit for the Pinnacle Pioneers. And this Liberty defense, I think, has the ability to be up to the task. This Liberty defense is averaging 2 interceptions per game, only had 1 INT against Boulder Creek. That has to change. The biggest deal here is for players in the secondary, Eli Pittman or Cameron Ellis or that group in the secondary, to maintain Spencer Rattler. The stats on this kid are insane. He is averaging nearly 300 pass yards per game, and typically he's not playing like the second half of the fourth quarter because his team is up by so much. These guys always, almost always score 40 points or more every single game. I understand that Liberty has a fantastic offense. I understand that Liberty is constantly scoring over 30 points on average. But in order for Jonah Guevara and Jack Kinch and Cameron Ellis to keep up on offense, Cameron Ellis and Eli Pittman and Braxton Kroto, as well as Ryan Puskas, have to get it done on the defensive end to quiet down the Pinnacle offense. But if you're going to beat Pinnacle, you have to score at least 40. Because as good as the defense is going to be for Liberty, you still have to account for Spencer Rattler getting the job done. Because straight up, he's going to. So as much fun as that is going to be, I'm going to be at Cactus against Lake Havasu this week. Going to be on the call for that game, so that'll be a ton of fun. But you know my Twitter account is going to be all over that Liberty Pinnacle game. So enough talking about the high school ranks, because if you don't know, there is a college football team in the West Valley. That's right, guys. It's their first ever season in the West Valley. Their own surprise is Ottawa University, the Spirit. They're essentially a campus based off of a campus way back east, but they're here now. They're doing a lot of different sports, and most importantly, this time of year, they are doing football, and they're coming off of what is already and may forever stay for a very long time their biggest, most meaningful win in program history. And in order to talk about that, we are going to bring in the head coach of the Ottawa Spirit. It's head coach Mike Nesbitt. First of all, coach, goodness gracious, congrats on your huge win in the first ever NAIA All-Arizona team battle that we had. Ottawa pounding number 19 in the nation, Arizona Christian University, 73-28, out in surprise, blowing that thing up in the second half. But your team is now 3-3. You know, even though you guys have that record, you've already shown this season that you can be a force to be reckoned with. You almost beat then number 14 Langston. That was only a 7-point game, but you, coach, you've already helped build a foundation of football programs before. But what has made this team so competitive in year number one?
Well, you know, the first thing is I really think our coaches have just done a good job. You know, from, you know, 2 years ago, you know, or a year ago at this point in time, you know, we were just practicing and redshirting kids. And I just think the staff has done a great job of just recruiting guys. You know, Brandon Payne and David Mosley and Mike Pepe were some of the original coaches that we had on staff, and Coach Robinson. And those guys have just done a great job over the last year and a half of just building the roster. You know, we're constantly recruiting and getting around and getting in as many high schools and junior colleges and transfers and just getting out in front of as many people as we can. And that was one key component. And then I think the other thing was just the city of Surprise. You know, we had guys like Mike Hoover and Paul Free and some of these guys that are, you know, really embedded in the city over here that just stepped up and helped us out. And then another guy that's been really helpful in us being successful is Valley Vista High School. Their head football coach, Coach Seacotch, has done a great job just in help and, you know, giving us a place to lift weights, you know, open up their weight room to our team and giving us good weight room times and a track to get on and work our guys out. And so, you know, it's not just one simple, small, you know, thing. It's, you know, we've had a big village here, you know, come together and the whole community of the city of Surprise come together and really help us build this team.
And it's great to see, you know, this West Valley cooperation now with you guys being here with NAIA football. You guys had Liberty High School out to your field a week ago, and they practiced over there out in Surprise, which was great to see. But as I mentioned, it was the first meeting between you guys and Arizona Christian, who the past few years has really been phenomenal in the NAIA. But how important for, you know, not just NAIA football, college football, but football in the state of Arizona for this rivalry to begin between you guys and ACU?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's if that's really playing each other and that's helping, but I think just having two smaller colleges, you know, two small college or just two colleges outside of the Division One spectrum to give local players a chance to play is very vital to the city and to the state of Arizona and just the area, because we both know there's a ton of good high school football players and some really good high school football talent that leaves our state every year to go someplace else to go to school. And that was one thing I said when I first looked at this job. Not everybody can want to go to Minnesota or Southern California or Idaho to go play college football. These guys all don't want to leave the state. And so the more good small college football programs you can have and just different avenues for a guy to continue his education and get to play college football at a high level,
I think it's a positive for both universities and both schools. And then with both of us, you know, hopefully down the road being competitive, you know, you would like, you know, like to see Arizona Christian and us always, you know, be in the top 25 and have a chance at a playoff spot and a conference championship. The better we're playing and both teams are competing, it just creates an atmosphere of a positive environment for college football.
And of course, we talk about those young high school football players moving on to play football in college. We're having this huge change next year, those Maricopa community college football programs done. And that leaves so many football players in the state of Arizona from high school or in those Maricopa community colleges not playing football at where they thought they might be playing here either next year in the years in the future. You know, Ottawa's your guys' first year really being here and having a strong football program and playing, but you guys already have some West Valley guys and some Arizona guys. But what does this change for you and your squad when it comes to recruiting with now the fact that all these Maricopa schools are gone? And when it came with Arizona Christian, some of them went to the Maricopa College for 2 years, then to Arizona Christian where they were already kind of developed already too.
Well, you know, I really hope that Maricopa County and the JC football programs can find a way to survive, you know, through the election and some different things that are coming up. I don't think they should cut junior college football in the city and the state. I think it's a vital part, you know, of our community, and not just a football community, but there's a lot of young guys out there that need a junior college football program to go play at. And, you know, Arizona Christian's football program and Ottawa's football program, we can only take so many football players. You know, we're not going to be able to take every guy that is not going to be involved in a junior college football program. I really think it's going to help us, you know, probably 15 to 20 players each, maybe a little bit. But at some point in time, our roster size can only be so big also. You know, we can't handle 300 players, you know, so we can't take them all. And so I think that's what, you know, every one of those community college programs need to really look at and their administrators look at, that, you know, there is a benefit to that college football program on their campus at Scottsdale or Phoenix College and Pima. And they're really hurting the population and youth of America that really need a place to play and go to school. Because, you know, a lot of things change between your freshman and sophomore year. And a lot of those guys, they're going to go to college at first just to play college football and then get the education. And then all somewhere between that end of their freshman year and sophomore year, that changes. Now they want to get a degree and then they get to play college football. And I think that's a part of the population that we're really going to be missing out in as a community if we lose those programs. And so it will help us a little bit in recruiting. It'll help us with some of our high school guys and some things like that where, you know, maybe they were on a bubble of, do I go to Arizona Christian? Do I go to Ottawa University? Where do I go to school? And then they end up deciding, you know, I'm going to go to the JC. And so, you know, hopefully here at Ottawa, we can still keep recruiting that high-level high school football player and beat some of those junior colleges on a guy. But, you know, there'll come a point that our roster will be too full anyway.
Well, Coach, I'll let you go off of that. Thank you again for your time. Of course, once again, congrats on the big win. No rest, though. You guys play Texas College out at Spirit Field this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Once again, thank you for your time, Coach.
Hey, no, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and hope to see you guys out here in Surprise on Saturday.
Absolutely, Coach. Great to see some West Valley football at the college rankings here, finally in the state of Arizona. Once again, thanks, Coach, for your time. Well, guys, before I let you go, remember, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for the Friday Night 360 AZ Preview Show. Jordan Hamm, Haley Stasiak, giving you everything that you need to know, not just in the West Valley, but all of Arizona when it comes to the high school football rankings. Always have fantastic guests on the show. Always a great time. Always a great watch. If you can't watch it live tomorrow at 11 a.m., you can watch it anytime on demand on sports360az.com. And also be sure to go check out the Best in the West notebook I write every single week for sports360az.com. And you can read up more on some of the matchups that I talked about here and also some other matchups. It's going to be great to watch Greenway on the road against St. Mary's and some of our other games going on here in the West Valley. Shadow Ridge at La Jolla Community, that's going to be a great game as well, possibly here in the West Valley. Apollo at Raymond at Scales, Sunrise at Sunny Slope, Barry Goldwater at Willow Canyon, Tolleson Union visiting Valley Vista, Millennium heading to Agua Fria, Lake Havasu at Cactus, Peoria at Deer Valley, Verado meeting up with Independence and Moon Valley hosting Shadow Mountain. And also, let's take a quick look here at our ranked teams here in the West Valley of Arizona at the 6A Conference. Liberty ranked second right now in the AIA. Westview ranked at 15th, and La Jolla knocking on the door. They're ranked 17th in the 6A Conference. Remember, there it's purely the top 16 schools. It does not matter who wins their region. In the 5A Conference, Centennial ranked number 1, Millennium ranked number 8, Sunrise at number 9. Ironwood is keeping on and keeping on at number 13. Sunnyslope, they're trying to bump on up. They're currently at 18. In the 4A Conference, this is one where I think half of the quarterfinals could be West Valley schools. Glendale's at number 2, Desert Edge at number 5, Cactus at number 9, Peoria at 12, and Greenway stomping up at 13. 3A Conference right now being led number 1 by Northwest Christian. We'll jump down to the 1A Conference. Anthem Prep and 8-man football currently sitting at 12. So there's your rankings right now for all of your West Valley schools. Be sure to keep it here on Sports360AZ.com for all of your Arizona high school football needs. So one more time here for Sports360AZ.com and the Best in the West podcast. I'm Devin Henry. Have a great rest of your week, and we will see you Friday night.